Historical Overview of Classical Vocal Pedagogy, A Journey from the Singing Treatises to the Voice Sciences Abstract. Introduction. To know the history of vocal pedagogy is basic for singing teachers, not only because of a matter of culture but because the foundations of what we know today as singing teaching are laid in this history. Objective. To synthesize the history of vocal pedagogy in order to improve the understanding of how it is applied today and how it has influenced the different vocal teaching methods. Analysis. Review of the most relevant texts published from 1723, the first official singing treatise, to 2020. The texts published before 1950 were chosen based on their historical relevance, and the most recent ones based on their frequent mention in theses or scientific articles from recognized journals on vocal pedagogy. Results. A significant difference is found between the ways in which the pedagogy of the voice is developed, from which history is systematized in four stages. First, treatises on singing. Manuel Garcia II, Invention of Laryngoscope. From Manuel Garcia II to 1950, interdisciplinary scientific papers, and after 1950 to date, conclusions. The process from the first treatise until today has built the current vocal pedagogy, based on the historical contributions in almost 300 years, and demanding from the teachers of the 21st century, not only the expertise to listen and deduce what the student does, but also a theoretical scientific knowledge that gives him the basis to handle vocal corrections effectively. Keywords: singing, traditional vocal pedagogy, contemporary vocal pedagogy, voice treatises.